USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi may be pushed by her colleagues to head down the path toward impeachment of the president. That according to GOP Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday.
I think that she's going to be driven toward impeachment. If she goes down that road, it will be suicide for the Democratic Party.
One of those pushing for impeachment is Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, who tells NBC's Meet the Press.
We can't do our job if the president thinks he's above the law, thinks that he cannot abide by what the United States Congress is passing through and asking and demanding of him. I got to tell you, from the wall to the children at the border to immigration reform to everything, we can't be able to do our jobs if we don't hold him accountable.
An early morning tornado rips through an Oklahoma City suburb, wiping out a hotel and a mobile home park, leaving at least 2 people dead. And as many as 30 people were reported injured when that tornado struck El Reno. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump is in Tokyo for talks on trade and other matters, but North Korea continues to dominate a lot of the conversation. On NBC's Meet the Press, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders lists for show host Chuck Todd some of the successes in recent dealings with North Korea.
For a significant period of time, there was no missile testing. We got hostages back home to the United States and remains of American war heroes. I don't know how you could say that that's nothing, but to me, that is certainly something, and I know it's something to the families of those individuals whose those people came back home.
The Department of Agriculture will spend an additional $16 billion to help farmers hurt by the U.S.-China trade war. On CNN's State of the Union, Republican Iowa Senator Joni Ernst said most farmers support the president.
It is very tense times, but as we have heard from our farmers, they do want us to find a path forward with China. The tariffs are hurtful right now, but the president will continue negotiating. We hope that we can get a deal soon.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
More than 2,000 people marched in Hong Kong on Sunday to mark 30 years since a pro-democracy protest in Beijing's Tiananmen Square ended in bloodshed. Hundreds, if not thousands, of unarmed protesters and onlookers were killed late on June 3rd and in the early hours of June 4th as a result of the martial action. Facebook is defending its decision to not remove doctored videos of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Millions and millions of people have viewed a video of the California Democrat that makes her appear to be drunk, and YouTube removed the video and duplicates of it, but neither Facebook nor Twitter have done so. An executive for Facebook saying they deemed the video a hoax and dramatically reduced its distribution. However, they say they didn't remove it altogether because they think it's important for people to make their own informed choice on what to believe.
The Toronto Raptors are headed to the NBA Finals for the first time in their 24-season history after knocking off the number one seed Milwaukee Bucks. Kawhi Leonard poured in 27 points and grabbed 17 rebounds as the Raptors took Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals, 100-94. Raptors head coach Nick Nurse says he saw something in the team early on.
You know, to accomplish, you know, what we've done, you know, winning the Eastern Conferences, you got to really truly believe you can do it. And that was kind of my message from day one of training camp, is like, we got a good team here. We got good players. We got depth. We got a lot of things. And we got to understand that there's a lot of good teams in the East, but we're right up there.
The championship series gets underway Thursday night in Toronto. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.